There is a growing divide here in Washington among Democrats on starting impeachment proceedings against U.S. President Donald Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called a meeting to talk about strategy.
It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more on all this from the White House.
Pelosi favors a more methodical approach in confronting a president essentially taunting Democrats by testing the bounds of his power and trying to block their investigations. But more rank-and-file Democrats are getting impatient and pushing Pelosi to act faster by initiating impeachment proceedings. Some Democratic leaders back Pelosi, but also suggest moving toward impeachment may be inevitable. Top Lieutenant Steny Hoyer says, "We are confronting what might be the largest, broadest cover-up in American history." Adding, if a House inquiry leads to things including impeachment, so be it. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders laughs off the talk of impeachment as silly and says Democrats in Congress need to move on.
The Mueller report was 100% clear that there wasn't, and Democrats are simply refusing to accept that, and they want a do-over. That's not how life works. When you lose, you move on. You don't get to play the game again.
The United States says there are signs that Syria is again using chemical weapons. The State Department says it believes Damascus was behind an alleged chlorine gas attack Sunday in northwestern Syria. State says officials are gathering information, but that if Bashar al-Assad uses chemical weapons, the United States and its allies will respond quickly and appropriately. No comment so far from Syria. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. South Africa's justice minister says he intends to extradite the former finance minister of Mozambique, Manuel Chang, to his home country and not to the United States. Washington wanted Chang on charges of bank fraud, money laundering, and bribery. Chang was detained in South Africa in December 2018 based on requests from the U.S. Justice Department and Interpol. He's accused of being at the center of a $2 billion bank fraud scheme. The governor of the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, says at least six people were killed and more than 200 injured today as supporters of Prabowo Subianto, the former army general defeated at the polls, clashed with security forces. Protesters only dispersed after police used tear gas. Indonesia's election commission earlier had confirmed that President Joko Widodo was reelected with 55% of the vote. With elections behind them, he has called for Indonesians to unite. The East German town of Zwickau is plunging into an era of change as its top employer, Volkswagen, creates its first all-electric car plant. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The plan is to phase out production of the internal combustion engine cars built by generations of local workers. But the electric transformation raises questions about the long-term prospects of the auto industry, which employs 840,000 people in Germany and millions worldwide. Among the key concerns is that electric cars don't need engines and transmissions with thousands of metal parts that need to be assembled. The town's mayor says he sees dangers in this, but also a chance for the manufacturing center to stand out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The battle over abortion rights is heating up in the United States. On Tuesday, demonstrators vented their wrath toward an array of anti-abortion laws being adopted by conservative states. Among the states adopting stringent restrictions, Alabama has virtually outlawed the procedure, with doctors facing up to 99 years in prison if convicted of performing an abortion. It is a law many legal analysts say will never survive its court battles ahead. Members of the U.S. Congress Tuesday were briefed on the alleged threat posed by Iran. The classified briefings were conducted by President Trump's national security team. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said Congress was told that attacks against American interests and personnel were imminent. Democrats, for the most part, said the presentation was short on evidence to justify the escalation of tensions in the Persian Gulf region. The Democratic vice chairman of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has introduced legislation that would require American political campaigns to report any contact with foreign nationals seeking to collaborate or coordinate with candidates' election efforts. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.